So Jen, yeah, I would have hated if, no matter how it turns out from this point, even if the Knicks lose the next game, or even if the Pacers do to the Knicks what the Knicks did to them last night, it doesn't matter. That was, we saw a very clear picture of what this group of people are able to do, and not just in some theoretical sense, they can deliver it. And it was great. That's all there is to say about it. I mean, it's I love that Precious Achiuwa got in there. I don't know if you know this about him. He, first of all, he speaks, I mean, you would think with a name like that, he would sound like, he comes from Africa or something, but actually he comes from Queens, and he's a badass. They asked him, he doesn't talk very much. The same with OG. Neither of them talk a lot, but you listen when they have something to say. And this guy, Precious, his name is Precious, by the way. They ask him, well, are you like the Yankees? And he looks at them and says, "What the f—" He doesn't say this, but the look says, "What the fuck are you talking about?" "No, I'm from Queens." That was all. "Oh, you mean you like the Mets?" And he looks at him like, "Yeah, well, it's how it usually works." And the truth is, it doesn't usually work like that. There are so many fucking Yankees fans everywhere, and including Queens. And but it's like, I can totally recommend bringing him in because the fucker's a Mets fan. He's from Queens, and he's a damn good basketball player. It's like, I don't like they don't remember. He was in the playoffs last year because OG got injured and he couldn't play anymore. He was out, And so he was the starting, no, he was the starting forward. He wasn't the center. The center was Hartenstein, if that, I think that's his name. Because Mitchell Robinson was also injured, right? He got injured in the Philadelphia series. So, But no, and then there were the two guys I had heard of Landry, I'd seen him play, but he just didn't make much of an impression during the season. He was the season is nothing like the playoffs, right? I mean, it's like they should experiment more in the regular season. They really should. They shouldn't focus so much on winning each game. They should try out new ideas and see how they work, because that's the other thing that we're seeing in this playoffs for the Knicks is that, they went all the way up to a point with the same starting five and the same rotation, and you never saw any of these other players, And I think I said this to you that, I see it right here. It's like, I love that they had Hart in reserve, It's like, I don't give a shit who starts. It doesn't matter. Hart's going to be on the court, and then now tell me what else is going to be on the court at the time Hart is on the court. And it's not going to probably be one of their starters, or now it has to be because they can put him on the court. McBride is great. I guess that's it, right? In the terms of who was the approved bench player, it's like, I think McBride, I don't know, my memory is bad. I don't remember any of the games they talk about, by the way. I just, it's like all a cloud to me. But no, this game I won't forget. Or if I do forget it, I will have the memory that I was proud of them. And I felt like, okay, now the Knicks, now I understand. I mean, I expected this though, because of the quality of Leon. He's sort of the silent partner there. I can't remember his last name. I remember his first name because that was my father's first name. But the way they built this team and the thought that went into it, and the Knicks in recent years haven't had anything like that. It's all been just Dolan, and Phil Jackson, You know, Phil Jackson wasn't really paying attention, I think, is what was going on there. I mean, I don't think this was a big problem. Who knows what it was, but it wasn't this. And so now they'll tune it up, you know? I mean, it's you know, there'll be an off season and they will do some trades and you know, they'll make some changes. They'll say, okay, that worked. Now we need to do some more of that, maybe. I don't know how they do it. It makes it that's what makes it so interesting. It's like, you know, and also spiritually satisfying. I was a wreck at the beginning of this series. Seriously. None of the other series hit me like this. I mean, Detroit, you know. And then, you know, Boston, that was not much of a series at all, was it? I mean, compared to this. I think I'll leave you with one more thought. The hopefully I do have some get some work done today. Is that this game took you know, the stupid childish thing that Halliburton did with the choke thing. I mean, it was just it really it put a really bad. I mean, he won't do that again. I'm pretty sure. I didn't see anybody on his team, you know, say anything fun about any of that shit. You don't do that kind of stuff. You certainly don't do it in the first frickin' game. God damn. You know, you don't do it. You just don't do it. It's just, you know, yeah, that's a J.R. Smith move. Somebody asked me, forget where it was, where somebody asked, and I had the answer, who on the Knicks would do that? And yeah, it would be a J.R. Smith thing. And Halliburton doesn't want that reputation. Halliburton wants to be respected. You hear that all the time from him. You know, he feels disrespected. The team says he feels disrespected, whatever. Well, you do shit like that. Yeah, you deserve the disrespect because you just colored the whole experience. It's now all going to be about teaching you the lesson that you don't do shit like that. And there were some bigger things going on here. And that last game also is a cleanser for that. It says, okay, yeah, we don't do that here. And but this is, you know, at least they put down their business card and said, this is what we consider a really good Knicks game. You know, it's like if you I used to do work for a band and when I was a teenager, and I did their sound work, and they had no money. So we had very shitty equipment. But you make the best with what you have, and I came up with a little trick for how to get. We all had one mic to record the thing, so I could move. I got a directional mic, and I put it on a swivel thing, so I could point it while they were playing at the place where sort of I felt where the emphasis should be at that moment, you know. And out of that process, one fucking song came out perfectly, and it just came out. It sounded like it was professionally recorded, and it totally wasn't. And so, okay, now they had a demo. You know, I stopped working with them after a while, went out to do something else, you know. And but they got gigs with that tape. That's the thing about the Knicks. Now, if you ever want a reference, I mean, it would be great if that was Game 7 of the finals, right? Wouldn't that be something? That gives you something to think about. And so, even if they don't go any further, I mean, oh, what a thrill. I mean, I'm not sure my heart could take it. If they have to go, if they, no, yeah, I don't see that as turning out very well. I watched the last game with Oklahoma City, and yeah, the way they ran over the Minnesotas is like, that was fucking sad. I wanted the Knicks to play the Minnesotas in the finals. I thought that would have been perfectly poetic, you know? And have it be a draw somehow. Not really. I mean, the Knicks would have to win, right? But I don't want them to win by that much because it kind of feels like they're both our team in a way. And this is like, you know, it's not true though. And his name is Leon Rose. So, and yesterday was also a good day, you know, for health reasons too. I though on that case, I would actually knock wood. I was pretty sure that was what we were looking at, you know. All right, well, Naked Jen, now I can get some work done. I've got that. Thank you for listening. And it's nice, really nice to have you there as a partner for this shit. And, you know, maybe, I don't know. This is like, I don't know. There's still maybe one more game in Manhattan, you know, maybe. And then after that, who knows? If there's one more game in Manhattan, I think that's going to be the game of the century, you know, right? I don't know. Who the fuck knows? When I listen to these guys on, you know, I like watching, you know, the guys on TNT. I really do. And I'm sad that's all going to end now. And I guess the thought was that last night's game could have been the very last time those guys ever do. You know, it could have been the last. It will eventually be the last time. If the Knicks, you know, were to lose on Saturday, that will be the last time they get together, I think. And then if, you know, get the idea, right? So, but when they talk about what they think is going to happen next, you go, come on, I guess you have to do this, but you have no fucking idea what's coming next. I mean, none of them thought this was going to happen, right? So, okie dokie, talk to you later, bye.